amplify it and go like...
Exactly. So it's the idea that, like, yeah, it's the tautology of ghost hunting. All right. Theoretically, our levels look pretty good. I'm going to put this a little farther away than I thought. Awesome. Great. All right. Hi, it is Halloween night. I'm at the Twin Cities Horror Festival. Obviously, this is Matt. Chip is also in the room.
I am in the room.
And loathing that I'm making him talk. So I figured I'd catch some folks that were involved in the festival in one way or another while I could, just get some little sound bites from folks. So I'm here with...
Deb Berger.
And what are you doing at the festival this year?
I have a new show called Animus that I have created with Emily Michaels King and Amber Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on Ingmar Bergman's film Persona, inspired by that. So it's a modernized sort of adaptation.
And now I should say we're about halfway through the festival to record this. I've seen most of the shows, not seen all of them. I've not seen yours yet. But I've talked to a lot of people that have, who all of whom were very impressed, because there's a technical aspect to yours that is different from most, which I think is okay to say, because that's pretty apparent from the start.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about what that is, without obviously giving anything away if you don't want to?
Yeah, we've sort of merged film and theater, which is nothing new, but we've done that in a way to sort of give a nod to the film, and as a way our videographer or cinematographer, I guess, is able to zoom in on aspects of a character's hands or, you know, the curling of their toes and really amplify that on a huge screen.
So you can draw focus.
Yeah, we can draw focus, but you can also still see everything played out live right in front of you.
Which is really neat, because then you get kind of the director's cut of what you found important in your story, as well as someone can get kind of the whole mise-en-scene if they want a bigger overlook.
Yeah,
right?
And we're challenging the audience to decide where they want to place their attention, if they want to place it on the actors in front of them or if they want to draw their attention to the big screen.
Which is really... that's bold. Like, I feel like that's a risk because
It absolutely is.
You're putting a lot of power... And, of course, in any theatrical production, the audience gets final say over what they think of everything, but potentially letting them go, no, we want to watch this other thing. You're like, but I swear to God, this is the important part. Is pretty fun. Now, obviously not your first year at the festival. Well, obviously for me. Not your first year at the festival. Have you been involved since the beginning?
Yes,
Chip and I are relatively new to the whole back end of the festival. So.
Yeah, so I've been working for the past 5 years. I worked with Mike Fotis, who's had just amazing performances and shows. So I've been in his shows, but this time I wanted to really branch off and explore this story about two women. And so that's what we did, and it's been a lot of fun.
Nice.
We've learned a lot.
So from that back-end perspective, then, as one of the folks that are actually involved in putting on the festival itself, why? Because you'll see in the press that I'm reposting, you'll hear us talk about, a thing that comes up often is we're sort of a mini fringe festival, but with a very specific focus. Because you don't see a lot of horror in a fringe festival. Yeah. It's just most of that goes comedy or political stuff. Or one person's ego writ large.
Yep.
And those are all fine. Those are all great formats if they're done well. But, what, at least for you, was the reason to get involved in doing a horror festival?
I think that not only is horror not explored in festivals, but it's not explored in theater. It's an extremely difficult genre to tackle because film does it so well. And I think theater could actually do it really well, and I think that the festival itself has proven that.
Oh, certainly.
And I think each year that we're uncovering new ways to build suspense and gore and violence and all things scary. But it's super challenging, and that's what I find incredibly interesting is that it is not easy to create those moments live.
I think people are surprised you can.
Yeah.
Because
I think I'm surprised sometimes when I'm watching something live. I'm like, oh, this isn't going to scare me. And it actually does. Your hair stands up on your arms.
Yeah, because I've found in talking to people about the festival, a lot of people mistakenly assume it's a film festival. And there's a little bit of that with one of the acts. But overall, it's the idea that, you can do live theater in this way, and that is, always you'll go, oh, really? But what about, if you have to do something where, someone, gets stabbed? You go, how do you think how do you think Shakespeare did it?
It's
someone did
it's
on stage. That's actually the original form. Film copied that.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm not gonna take too much of anybody's time today because it's Halloween, we all have, shows to do or box offices to run
candy
or houses to imagine. Oh, that reminds me, I did bring the, official spooky gushers that they released this year, which I'll have you know are identical to regular gushers, but they're orange.
Oh,
so, if you'd like a packet of those, I could reward you for, being kind enough to be on my podcast.
I would not turn it down.
Awesome. But one last thing then before we go, what is a thing of the horror genre, let's say movie, book, you know, it could be creepypasta from the internet, whatever it is, that you enjoy that you think other people should check out?
Oh my God.
And does it have to be your favorite of all time? I know that's always a huge question. You have to warn people for that. But, like, what's something rad you think people should look at?
Oh. I don't know. That's a hard one. I'm trying to think what I mean, it's so hard because my brain just goes to Stranger Things Season 2, which I just...
That is my reward for finishing the festival. I'm not.
I know. I have like 5 episodes left, so my brain is there, kind of in that like that mindset. But
that's a good recommendation, though.
Man, I don't know. I love all. I'm more of a suspense person than a gore person, and I really love like cryptozoology.
What's your favorite cryptozoological animal? Now I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh my gosh!
Because there's a lot of good ones, and there's some weirdos.
There are. Are you a
Bunyip fan? Are you, like, a Nessie?
Not really a Nessie. I think the mammals, like Bigfoot.
Yeah,
like,
there you go.
Those kind of, like, larger creatures. It's like, are they out there? Like, that's
Have you ever looked for a cryptozoological animal?
No. I've done a lot of ghost hunting, but I've I've never looked for a cryptozoological animal.
Or do you just kind of enjoy them more as a story? Or is there one you think is likely enough to
I just always think the unknown is so interesting and has always... been exciting.
Nice.
But I've never been into aliens. So it's not just
It's weird how similar yet different those are.
Yeah. It's like on our Earth, I think, is what interests me.
So you like the idea of just a bit of like that door you've not opened is kind of what that is.
There's still more to discover, gateway
to another dimension open, which is essentially what an alien would be at this point, despite, you know, practicalities. Lastly, then, your show again is called?
Animus.
And you've got at least one left?
We have two left. Friday at 7 and Sunday at 5:30.
Cool. This will go up before then. So if you are local enough or can get here by then, you have a couple chances left to see that show. And, of course, anything you can see at the Twin Cities Horror Fest is worth your time. I always advise people, if you're coming out to see a show on a given night, you might as well see all the shows on that night.
Yes.
Because they're all different enough that you will never feel like you're just kind of watching too much of one thing. I think there's enough variety here. And if you've been reading reviews and stuff like that people are posting, while there are certain thematic elements that seem to be tying this year together, which is unsurprising in horror's ability to be political, it is everyone's tackling it from their own standpoint, which is part of the fun. You definitely get some very strong voices when you ask people what scares them, which I always think is pretty cool.
Yeah. And there's a bar.
Also, you have a drink.
There's a bar.
I know speaking as a horror show hot dog guy, we appreciate it if you have a couple drinks before you come see our stuff. It makes us more tolerable. Because watching, you know, 3 to 5 people ramble awkwardly before they play other people's art is always best stomached on a beer or cider or something. But, cool. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
For hanging out with us. Chip, did you have any other thoughts? Do you need to say something particularly Canadian before we go? All right, we did it. Cool. Thanks, guys, and we will have another one of these for you to listen to soon.